Welcome to Halacha in a Year. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. Together we're going to be beginning a project which will take us through the course of 1 year, and during that time we'll have the opportunity of learning through every aspect of Jewish law, of Halacha. The text that we're going to be using is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but a little bit of background. Why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and more importantly, who is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? It was written by a person by the name of Rav Shlomo Gansried. He was a rabbi who lived in the 19th century, born in 1804, in Ungvar, in Royal Hungary at the time. His father died when he was a young boy. His father, Joseph, passed away at a young age, and he was adopted by Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Heller, who looked after him, taught him, and ultimately for many years took him to a yeshiva, a study environment. He, for a time, was a wine merchant and decided in the year 1830 to abandon commerce and accepted the position of being a rabbi. He started off in Brezovich and later on returned to Ungvar, his hometown, to become a rabbi, a judge, a dayan in the court there. He was very famous and was able to publish an incredible amount of ideas. Some of the books that he put out, some of the Sfarim he put out, are known as Keses HaSofer, which is a halachic book on being a scribe, on writing Safras. Then Pnei Shlomo, he wrote on the elucidations of the Talmud in Baba Basra. He wrote Toras HaZevach, a handbook for those who do ritual slaughter, Shchita. He wrote Sefer Apirion, which is a commentary on the Torah, on the five books of the Torah. Lechem V'Simla is his commentary on the laws of Nida, of ritual purity. Oale Shem, about the laws of Jewish names when it comes to divorce. And Sefer HaGolo was a letter he wrote at the time of the 1869 Jewish Congress, which he attended. He also wrote many responsa and notes on the book called Chaye Odom. But most noteworthy, and for what he is remembered most, is his writing of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is essentially a summary of the code of Jewish law. As one of the great Lithuanian leaders of the time said, Rabbi Shlomo Gansried is a man who is aided by incredible divine providence. What made his work, what made this book, what made the Sefer so unique are a number of things. First of all, during his lifetime, it was printed over 14 different times during his lifetime, and this is 22 years before his death, and has been printed in Yiddish, English, and many other different translations. In fact, even during his life, Rav Yeshaya Cohen was so impressed by this that he decided and asked for permission to write a commentary on it called the Miskeret HaShulchan, which is literally the border of the table, because the book is called the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is the arranged table of law, and he wrote a edge for the table, and this was in fact elucidated, added, and commented on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which was actually written during his lifetime. Today there are many, many different printings of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, with many different types of footnotes. There are footnotes from the Mishnah Berurah, the writings of the Chafetz Chaim. There are those who have the elucidation of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rav Shneur Zalman of Lili Adi. Art Scroll just came out with an excellent English translation and annotation with footnotes based on the teachings of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And there are many other versions of translations, annotations, footnotes, which have been added to its printings. What makes this Sefer, what makes this particular book so unique, is a few things. Number one is his brevity. What had happened is that halacha, the Jewish law, had been expanded and expanded and expanded and codified and commented on, and one of the hallmarks of Jewish law is complexity itself. Argument, dissent, complexity, because the issues themselves are complex. What Rav Shlomo Gansried was able to achieve in this Sefer, in this book, was to be able to streamline it. He was able to summarize the halacha in a way that was very, very clear and brief. One of his friends asked him, why is it that you made this book so, and he called it Kitzur, which means short, abbreviated, and he responded with a smile. In the book of Tehillim, it says, Ta'aruch lefonai shulchan, arrange for me a table, but it does not say Ta'arich lefonai shulchan, make long a table, which is a very similar word, meaning the point is that is what people need to have. Another aspect of it is that the clarity. He does not quote multiple opinions, as opposed to many of the other halachic works, say, for instance, at the same time, the Aruch HaShulchan by Rav Epstein, or later on the Mishneh Berurah by the Chofetz Chaim, where there are many opinions and details. What he did was he took three primary sources of halacha: Shulchan Aruch HaRav by Rav Shneur Zalman Eliadi, the Chaya Adam by Rav Danzig, and Rav Yaakov of Lissa's halachic works, the Nesivos, the Chavos Das, the Makor HaChaim, and Derech Chaim on Shulchan Aruch. He took those works and he summarized them, and he went after the Rov, after the majority of the opinions on a particular issue, and then rendered a very simple, transparent psak, way of going about things, which makes things very accessible. So complex ideas distilled, summarized, without dispute, just simply put, is what is being described over here. In addition, he uses philosophy. He also gives reasons behind some of the halachas, most notably at the beginning of a chapter. He brings in some of the basic ideas behind it, and it helps understand and make it more palatable. And what is also important is that he is comprehensive in the sense that he takes all four parts of contemporary Jewish law. Understand that when the Shulchan Aruch was written, it was actually a summary. The Shulchan Aruch was written by Rav Yosef Karo in the 1500s in Tzfat, and it was broken into four sections: Orach Chaim, which is ritual life, prayer, Yom Tovim, Brachos, all those aspects are in Orach Chaim. There's Yoredeh, which is about the ideas of ritual which relate to Avelos, Shchita, Kashrus, Nida, all those aspects fall into Yoredeh. Then there is Chosh and Mishpat, which is about laws of business, neighbors, all that we'll call commerce-related halacha. And then there's Evan Ezer, which is the halacha which relates to relationships. Marriage, divorce, engagement, Sheva Brachas, all those aspects of halacha are in that. When we study halacha today, most of us are studying Orach Chaim. In fact, in most yeshiva settings, we're learning the Mishneh Berurah, which is a commentary on Orach Chaim, which is about Tefillah, Brachos, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. That's really essentially what it is, and that's one domain of halacha, which is extremely important, but is not all of the halacha, and it does not govern a lot of the parts of our lives. What the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does, what Rav Shlomo Gansri does in this work, is he takes also from the other sections of halacha, from Yoredeh, from Evan Ezer, from Chosh and Mishpat, the parts that are most related to the day-to-day life, and summarizes them as well, which means that a person who goes through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will have touched upon some of the most primary aspects of Judaism as it relates to their life in totality, which is why we're going to be focusing on this. This will be the springboard for us to become professional Jews, for us to become people who are understanding and appreciating of all the aspects of Jewish life itself. What's unique about this project and what we're going to be doing is the following. This particular set of recordings and podcast is not going to be a line-by-line reading. So it's not going to be the Hebrew words in line-by-line. What we're going to do is we're going to take each siman, each chapter, and identify the concepts that are being understood. Give a background to each recording, which is based on what are those main concepts, what's the background to their concepts, and questions on those concepts. How does this apply itself? What are the contemporary applications of this particular issue? How does this work? And the answers being, most of the answers being directly from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and those who comment on him, and practical applications as well. Afterwards, God willing, we'll take those questions as the self-quizzing mechanism, so a person can test themselves afterwards to be able to make sure they are up with us as well, each recording being in the range of 10 minutes. So we're going to be taking an incredible Sefer, which gives us access to a totality of the most relevant aspects of Jewish life and becoming professional Jews in those aspects. I look forward to joining you. I look forward to doing this together. Please stay with us for this entire year. And Be'ezrat Hashem, with the God's help, this will be something which will stay with us for the rest of our lives. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.